I understand that the craze not only is sweeping the country, but it's rather centering in a peak somewhere around Denver, at Pike Peak.
Once again, we take leave of the music of Ray Anthony and present Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're very happy to present to the people of Kalamazoo now their newly elected city commission and their newly elected mayor. First, I'd like to ask to step to the microphone Mr. Paul H. Todd, who today was elected mayor of the city of Kalamazoo. Mr. Todd, will you step up here, please? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your new mayor over on this side, Mr. Todd, if you don't mind. I wonder if you have something to say to the people of Kalamazoo.
Well, I, of course, appreciate the honor. I have not been at any time concerned about the probability that Kalamazoo would get a good commission. I feel that we have an excellent commission, well-balanced. I hope that this commission will live up to the high standards which I believe have been maintained by the retiring commission under Mayor Ford, and intend to try at least to do my part. I have possibly one regret in connection with this election, which is that out of 22 candidates who've offered themselves for public service, so many perhaps may have been disappointed, but I feel that that's it's simply a feature of our free American way of electing, and I know that we all think it's much better than the system which prevails in Eastern Europe, under which no candidate is ever defeated because only one candidate can be voted for. I look forward to 2 years of sound progressive government in Kalamazoo.
Mr. Todd, it won't be a new experience for you to be mayor of Kalamazoo. You were mayor, I believe, on one occasion before?
Yes.
Or two.
One.
And you have been a member of the city commission how many times, Mr. Todd?
I believe this is my 13th.
I think I was looking up in the newspapers the other day, and as near as I could find out, you were elected to the city commission for the first time in 1923. Did we get that correct?
Probably right.
1923. Well, congratulations, Mayor Todd, and the best of luck for your administration during the next 2 years.
Thank you.
And now I'd like to bring to our microphone your vice mayor-elect, Mr. Alan B. Millam. Mr. Millam, congratulations to you on your election, and I wonder if you have something you'd like to say to our listeners at this time.
Yes, Dr. Dunbar, I'd like to thank the people of Kalamazoo for giving me their fine support in this election. We have a very fine commission, and I'm sure it's going to be a pleasure to work with them during this next 2 years.
You have quite a few problems to look too forward to in the next 2 years, haven't you, Mr. Millam?
Yes. I don't believe I could mention too many of them now, but we'll take them up as they come along, one by one.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. And now let's hear from some of the other commissioners who were elected tonight and elected for the first time. Sitting over here is Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, this will be your first term on the City Commission, won't it?
Yes, that's right.
And how do you feel as you enter political life, so to speak?
I feel very thankful for my friends that have helped me come on the commission, and I'm sure I'm going to try to do my best.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what is your business in town, Mr. Johnson?
Perhaps I'm in the real estate business.
And I suppose, therefore, you'll be interested in the housing problems of Kalamazoo.
Yes, I think so.
Along with all the other things that come up.
That's right.
All right, Mr. Johnson, thank you. And over here is Mr. Alvin H. Little, another member of our new city commission. Mr. Little, this will be your first term on the city commission, won't it?
That's right.
See, you've been on the Chamber of Commerce before. Chamber of Commerce, president of the Chamber of Commerce, one year. And perhaps you have something that you'd like to say to the people of Kalamazoo as you take office as member of the city commission?
Well, I'd like to thank my many friends who helped elect me. It comes as quite a surprise, being my first time to run for public office. I have a lot of confidence in this commission, and I'm sure that we can do a fine job and uphold the tradition of the many fine commissions that we've had in the past.
Did you get a thrill out of it tonight?
Yes, I did.
I bet you did.
I didn't think that I'd get excited, but along about 8 o'clock, I began to feel my pulse going up a little.
Well, I'm glad that it's all over now, and congratulations, Mr. Little.
Thank you.
Standing over here is Mr. Neil Verberg, another member of the City Commission who was elected by the people of Kalamazoo today. Mr. Verberg, you've been a resident of Kalamazoo for a good many years, haven't you?
Well, I was born and raised in Kalamazoo, with the exception of a few years which I was in Lansing.
Mm-hmm. And what are your ideas about the city government for the next 2 years?
Well, I haven't any pertinent ideas about city government. I feel a good deal like Mr. Millam. When the problems come up, we'll try to discuss them and settle them to the best advantage of the people concerned.
And what is your present business in Kalamazoo, Mr. Verberg?
I'm a realtor.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. And now
just one minute.
All right.
I'm not quite through.
All right,
Mr.
Verberg, right ahead.
I wish at this time to thank the people that supported me at the polls. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity of being on your city commission. And with the help of God, I trust that I will not betray your confidence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Verberg. And now here's Mr. Ralph M. Ralston, who was another member of our new city commission. Mr. Ralston, this is a new experience for you, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it isn't quite another community chest, is it?
Not quite.
Well, what are your reactions tonight?
Well, Doctor, I'm a bit overwhelmed at the confidence that so many voters seem to have placed in me, and I hope I can live up to that confidence.
Fine. Have you any particular ideas about city government, Mr. Ralston?
I think that we've had some pretty good examples set in the past by the various commissions which have served since Dr. Upjohn helped to inaugurate the city manager commission type of government. And I think if we can do as well as the past commissions have, and especially the one that's just going out, that we'll do pretty well.
Did you sit home unexcited tonight as the election returns came in?
Well, I sat home.
All right, Mr. Ralston, thank you very much. And now, it's well known, you know, that the ladies always have the last word, and that's why we have kept the next person to appear before the microphone to be the last on this interview program, Mrs. Cornelia A. Robinson, who also was elected to the City Commission today. Well, Mrs. Robinson, I'm sure you have a lot to say and a lot to think about as those election returns came in. What are your reactions on election night?
Well, of course, I found it quite exciting. This is my first experience in anything of this kind, and I found the whole campaign a very interesting thing. It was a new sort of experience, one that I had never expected to have, and I find that it gives one a pretty, makes one clarify one's ideas about city government.
Like going to a trip to a foreign country, isn't it?
Exactly so.
You know, in your campaign, we heard a little about a lot about the woman's viewpoint. Now, just what do you anticipate the woman's viewpoint on city affairs for the next 2 years is going to be, Mrs. Robinson?
Well, now, I think that's rather a bad question to ask me just at this moment when I'm a little bit excited from the things that have just happened. I trust that while I shall bring a woman's viewpoint, it shall be always with thought to the interests of the community as a whole, and not to bring about things that would be of interest, particular interest to women, except as they fit into the total scene.
As Senator Margaret Chase Smith said so aptly the other night, women are persons, huh?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Robinson, and congratulations to you and all the other members of the new Kalamazoo City Commission.
We rejoin the...